Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, everybody? We are back with our Season 9 preview of Believe in the Blacklist here on the Believe Podcast Network. Stacey Blackwood here. I'm so excited to be back covering the Blacklist. Season 8 ended with a bang, and now Season 9 is just around the corner, just a couple weeks away from Season 9. And I wanted to get with you. The synopsis has been released. They've released a trailer now, so super excited to see where Season 9 goes. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button, whether you're watching on YouTube or you listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and we would greatly appreciate that. Excuse me. Before we really dive too far into Season 9, if you're watching on YouTube, jump in the comment section right now and tell me if Season 9 will be the last season of The Blacklist. Y for yes or N for no. All right, guys, let's just look at this Season 9 synopsis. So it says it's a 2-year jump since the death of Liz King. And, you know, the task force is disbanded, so there's several questions that will need to be answered on that front. And I'm excited to see if they answer those questions right away or if they kind of take the whole season to answer some of those questions. So that is something that we really look forward to. So where are the task members now? Where is Wrestler? Where is Cooper? Where is Aram? Where is Agent Park? So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered surrounding the task force. And most importantly, where is Red and what is he doing? And since, you know, it's just the other day, I think it was last night, a trailer was released and it shows Red and he is now bald. So is that from his sickness or is that just a personal choice or what is going on there? So a lot of questions need to be answered here in Season 9. You know, what in the synopsis it says, you know, there's a common purpose that kind of brings the task force and Reddington back together. You know, what is that common purpose? Is it the purpose of catching blacklisters? Is it the purpose to kind of hold true to what they're doing because of the bond they had with Elizabeth Keen? Or, you know, what is that common purpose between those characters? So I'm really excited to see, you know, how that kind of unfolds. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to kind of watch Season 9 grow because it's going to be completely different than what we've seen before from the Blacklist because now Liz is gone. So obviously there's a lot to be excited about. Like I said, what's going on with all the task force members? There's been some photos released of Wrestler. It was released in the short preview video that NBC released that Wrestler's got him some long hair and a beard, and he kind of looks like he's not all buttoned up like before. So really excited to see how all that unfolds. I apologize for my voice. I'm battling a little bit of sinus issues. So, but I did want to get this Season 9 preview out, just kind of looking at the synopsis that's been released so far, because I'm really excited about this Season 9. I was really uncertain on how the Blacklist would move forward without Liz Keen. Regardless of how you felt about the character, she was an important part of the show. So I'm excited to see how this show moves forward without her and how long they can kind of hang on with just Reddington and the task force members. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see how that unfolds. I don't want to keep everyone real long today. Like I said, this is just a quick preview show of Season 9. So I'm really excited about that. And it starts October 21st, which is just 13 days away. So really excited about that. That's going to wrap up today's episode. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of the discussion here on Believe in the Blacklist. I appreciate each and every one of you for just tuning in, for interacting on Twitter. It's a lot of fun to talk about this show. You know, this show is one of those shows where, you know, it holds weight with a bunch of people from a bunch of different demographics, different age groups. So it's a lot of fun to discuss this show. There are several people at my job that love this show. So I get to talk about it pretty much every day with different people at work. And, you know, they're excited about Season 9. And it's just a lot of fun to talk about this show. And what makes it so much fun is it's kind of the love between all the Blacklist fans. Sure, there's some hate that goes on as well on social media, but that just goes with everything. But it's just a lot of fun to talk about this show, and you, the fans, y'all make it that much better. So I really appreciate it, everybody. Like, once again, I want to apologize for my voice. I am battling some sinus issues, but I do greatly appreciate everyone listening and watching. And make sure you do hit that subscribe button. And if you are watching on YouTube, or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, go back and watch the YouTube version and get in the comment section and answer today's question. Will season 9 be the last season of The Blacklist? Y for yes or N for no? And if you want to expand on your thoughts, get in that comment section and do that. We greatly appreciate everybody listening. Y'all take care.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.